The First Epistle of Paul to Timothy, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus according to the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, genuine child in faith, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia, to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. But the end of the charge is love out of a pure heart, and out of a good conscience, and out of unfeigned faith, from which things some, having misaimed, have turned aside to vain talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, though they understand neither the things that they say, nor concerning what they confidently affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, and knows this, that the law is not enacted for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and those who strike their mothers, for murderers, for fornicators, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and whatever other thing that is opposed to the healthy teaching, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God with which I was entrusted. I give thanks to Him who empowers me, Christ Jesus our Lord, that He has counted me faithful, appointing me to the ministry, who formerly was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an insulting person, but I was shown mercy because, being ignorant, I acted in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Faithful is the word, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. But because of this I was shown mercy, that in me, the foremost, Jesus Christ might display all His long-suffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on Him unto eternal life. Now to the King of the ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you might war the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, concerning which some, thrusting these away, have become shipwrecked regarding the faith, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan, that they may be disciplined not to blaspheme.